We're now joined by Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City to discuss the growing regions across the planet. Drew, I think I'd like to start in South America, work our way northward there first from Argentina through Paraguay and into Brazil. What do crops look like?
Well, you know, Argentina has just recently had some of the best soil moisture that they've had all season long. It took them forever. The growing season got off to a poor start with very limited amounts of moisture in the west and south parts of that country. And even the early corn and also the sunseed crop ended up being shrunk down because of the poor rainfall distribution. But in the past few weeks, we've really caught up nicely, and the soil profile earlier this week was just adequately charged with moisture, and crops have been developing aggressively. But we seem to have reached the peak earlier this week, and we are already starting to dry back down again across Argentina. Crop conditions are still the best they've been, but I think we have to watch real closely as we go forward through the next couple of weeks. There is potential that parts of the country may dry out a little bit more than desired, but it's all about the timeliness of rain. You know, when you're in the middle of the summer and you've got temperatures in the 80s and 90s, you have to have that rain falling periodically in order to stay afloat on the good production outlook. And I think they're going to be all right in the majority of the region, but there are going to be pockets of issue.
As you move northward through Paraguay and Brazil, do conditions change and get better?
The situation there is certainly plenty moist. Probably the biggest concern in those areas is more tilted towards the harvest and maturation of the early season soybean crops. There is plenty of moisture around. In fact, some would say there's too much moisture around. There's been some periods of very impressive rainfall that has occurred in some of these areas, not so much Paraguay as much as the heart of Brazil's crop country. The area that's had the greatest flooding, though, is not a key early season soybean production region, and so the impact of flooding that you might have heard about there is probably not nearly as great as what you might think. The key early soybean producing areas from Mato Grosso down to Sao Paulo and Paraná are in really good shape. They do have a moisture surplus on hand at the moment. There is some concern that as we go forward into February that there will be rain often enough to slow down the maturation and harvest of that early soybean crop and possibly further delaying the planting of second season corn. So that's an issue that we will continue to watch rather closely over the next few weeks. My personal opinion is they're going to do okay, that we're going to see enough dry, biased conditions periodically to get the old crop out and the new crop in.
Let's stay in the southern hemisphere. And with corn, can you check on the crop in South Africa?
Yeah, South Africa finally is getting a good year of weather. They have struggled for many years, and recently they've had a good distribution of rain. So many times better than the last couple of years, and I think their corn crop looks very big. At one point, it looked like there was going to be some reduction in area planted because we were dry there at the very beginning of their planting season, and I think they did kind of shrink the area down, but I think their yields are going to be tremendous as long as they can keep some timely showers going through February. That seems to be a very important month, but even in March. So they're not through the woods yet, but the environment there looks really quite a appealing, and I think they're going to do much better this year, not only for corn, but for their soybean and their sunseed, and especially their peanut crop. Their peanut crop was like 35% of what it should have been last year because of drought.
Do you suppose that the drought, speaking of that, in Australia this time, will be soon broken?
Well, I don't know about soon. The weather is becoming more normal in Australia, but after nearly 4 years of record drought, it's going to take a while to bring back soil moisture and water supply to the point where the restrictions are removed. And we are definitely moving in the right direction. We lost that positive Indian Ocean dipole influence, and just recently the Southern Oscillation Index has come back to a neutral value after being a full year in negative phase. And both those events tend to support dry conditions in Australia, and they're both gone now. And we have seen some rain already occur in the past few weeks across some of Australia. So I think we're moving back into a more normal weather pattern, but normal at this time of the year is still not good enough because it is the middle of summer and the temperatures are still hot. But I think maybe this autumn and winter there in their world will probably move a little bit more towards improvement. And there's some folks out there talking about maybe La Nina in a year, and if La Nina comes around, that usually helps to produce above average rain in eastern Australia. So we'll keep an eye out for that.
You know, a place that's not normally on our list, but just to the north in Indonesia, palm oil and what conditions are like there?
You know, I think most of Indonesia, like Australia, has come full circle finally and become much better fit with moisture. There was a long period of time there where Indonesia was suffering from poor rain distributions, and I'm sure the palm oil production in 2020 will reflect the dryness of 2019, and the production will be down a bit. But looking forward into the latter part of this year and on into 2021, I think the weather in Indonesia will be sufficient to support a more normal crop, and a big recovery will likely take place.
Any concerns for the overwintering wheat crop in the Black Sea area?
Actually, none at the moment. In fact, it's amazing. The Northern Hemisphere in general has been just about void of any kind of threatening winter kill environment this year. The only place that stands out in my mind is Montana. Earlier this month, when we got so cold up that way, we did have some snow-free areas in that state that might have ended up leading to some damage. But no, the Black Sea area has had an unusually warm winter. It's still warmer than normal. There is snow on the ground in portions of Russia. Ukraine hasn't had a lot of snow, but it hasn't been cold, so it hasn't been much of a threat. And the good thing about this is that there's not a lot of frost in the ground in Ukraine, and they were very dry last autumn. So by keeping the frost out and increasing precipitation here recently and on into the latter half of winter gives them an opportunity to replenish the moisture deficits that they built up last year with dryness. And so their crops are probably going to improve as we come into spring, and they could end up having a better year than what was expected with the dryness last fall.
Here in the United States, what do you see?
Right now, I think we're taking a little bit of a break from all the action. We've had a lot of storms, as you know, move across the U.S. We got into a little flood mode there for a while. Some flooding is still lingering. As we go forward through this next week to 10 days, we're probably going to see a quieter mode, but not absolutely dry. We've got a storm system at midweek next week, and one that's going to occur a little bit later in the forecast period, I think it's the second week of February. Both those events will probably produce a fair amount of rain and snow, so we will keep the ground saturated. But as far as big threats to U.S. crops, I don't think we see much right now. There'll be some shots of cold air that will come along, mostly in the north-central parts of the country, and most of that area should have sufficient snow on the ground to keep that as a minimal threat. There is going to be quite a heat up here this weekend from Texas to Montana, where we'll see 60-degree temperatures in Montana, probably 60s and 70s in the central and southern plains. That'll occur for a couple of days, but it will raise some concerns about the winter hardiness of our wheat crop out there, and certainly more cool air is needed in order to keep these crops from getting started too soon.
Now, I know it's a long ways north of there, but when you get to Edmonton tonight and then for the Farm Tech Conference that takes place there in Canada tomorrow, a long way north from Montana, that is, will you have good conditions?
Good conditions for me to travel there?
Yeah, what's the weather like?
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, they're having warmer than normal conditions right now, and very little precipitation until this weekend. The cold surge that will eventually come down into the north-central United States will have its roots in Alberta, and we'll see some of that cold air come in the second half of this weekend. It will create quite a bit of snow and blowing snow, so conditions will deteriorate, but hopefully I will be out of there before that.
Well, have fun and safe travels, and thanks for taking me on the tour of the planet today.
Absolutely. You have a great day.
You too, Drew. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.